And what'd you say, that you were already into Queens?
I am well into Queens, just coming up to Main Street.
Wow. You'll have a full day's work today. What time is it? 8? Oh, it's almost 9 o'clock already. I lost track of time.
I'll let you know if I find it. I actually had to do something yesterday, and I wound up seeing Mike since I was up in Seacliff, and apparently about 2 minutes from where he lives.
Okay. No, you run around on the weekends, too. I sort of blew my back out on Saturday with a sneeze, which literally crippled me for a good 10 minutes before I could even move. So, it's like whenever I move, I have to psych myself up that I'm going to be experiencing some pain. I got out of bed this morning about 3:30. I could barely move, and I had to go downstairs and sleep on a chair. So, it's 9 o'clock. I'm already exhausted.
Yeah, when I first met my wife, the same thing happened to her, and she was out of commission for a few months, so... I would recommend seeing a orthopedist and not let it go.
Yeah, it gets better with rest. The problem is it's very hard to rest. You know, just standing up and sitting down is a problem. But, well, Advil seems to be helping me get by. No, it's just, you know, it's just weird. Honestly, it gets better as you sit and rest. What am I supposed to do?
Well, not being an expert in the area, I can't answer that. But I don't know. Maybe ice will help if it's inflamed because of that. The ice will help bring it down. If you sit outside, it'll cool you down too.
Yeah, we did ice at first, and then shower, warm shower. No, it's just crazy. During the course of the day, I'm fine. Nah, not fine. I'm in pain, but you can tell that it's getting better. But then again, when I lay down in bed and you have to get up from that sitting, from that lying position, that was actually pretty painful. Then of course the cats decided that it was a good time to fight, so they might as well wake me up so I should feed them.
I get no comment. Oh well. Traffic finally slowed down when I got to when I got past Main Street, so I'm down to 20 miles an hour now.
Well, what do you expect? Is it a perfect day? Nah, not going to happen. K2KNB.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I wonder how Jerry made out. He was going to borrow a cable from...
I don't know. They had a good day at the Cradle yesterday. I couldn't go because of my back. But they had a good day, and I know that, I guess Andy was taking a cable over for Jerry.
He, like you, did not make it, although I think Jerry may have picked it up on his way home.
Yeah, I'm surprised, because I spoke to Andy earlier, and I thought he was on his way over there.
Well, that's what I gathered from the conversation, but I could be wrong.
All right. Well... Jerry needed the cable anyway to, I guess he's working on his repeater. So, maybe he did run over there.
I have no clue. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, everything's like down and down to like 10 miles an hour now.
Welcome to New York City. But you're not that far from work now, are you?
No, I'm just at the Queens Boulevard exit, but, you know, it could take 15, 20 minutes before I'm there.
All right, let me go back to what I was doing. Got to get an order out this morning. Oh, I will catch you later. WB2ZSE, K2KNB.
WB2ZSE.
net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Well, it opened up. WB2ZSC.
Kid, you can be. Yeah, well, I'm here anyway. I always used to say if there was a reason for traffic backed up, that's one thing, but when there was no reason, that was not good.
Well, see how long it lasts. I got to the BQE exit. If it gets to my exit, I'm in good shape, I hope.
Well, the thing is, you know you're going to get there eventually. You know, so if it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11, you know, what's the difference?
Yep. Well, I got a bunch of stuff to do and it just keeps piling up. So the sooner I get there, the better. Beginning to see brake lights again.
Well, just make sure you stop, that's all.
Yeah, well, say we'll see.
All right, go back to concentrating on the road while I concentrate on finding something that I don't see. All right. Catch you later, KTK and me.
Yeah, by the way, Lou may drop that SCOM over to you for me to pick up. And, I'll start working on the other thing as soon as that happens. WB2ZSC.
All right, very good. I don't think I'll be going out much this week until my back heals up a little bit. All right, catch you later, KTK and me.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
KD2FRU.
Morning, George. K2K and me.
And a good morning. At right now, 10, 11 degrees cooler than it was yesterday. Wow. Just changing the air in the house right now.
I just went out to get the mail. You know, it's not as hot as it was, but the air is still very sticky, very humid.
Yeah, that'll go out this evening, they're saying, through this evening through tonight. We're supposed to have showers heaviest this evening and rain into tomorrow morning. And that's okay. We need it. We need a good washing after that sticky hot blast. But I'll tell you, it was comfortably cool all day inside the museum yesterday.
I was wondering about that. You know, obviously it's a major weekend for them, but I was wondering whether, like so many other events, it would be canceled just because of the danger of people just, you know, getting there in the heat. But I guess once you're inside, it's not a problem. That's crazy weather. Yeah, definitely cooler today. I thought I actually saw storms indicated early today, but I guess they're coming later.
Sorry, that was, it looks like a robocall. My phone was ringing, I looked at it, I didn't pick it up. Yeah, I'll take the rain, I'll take the storms. And yeah, who was it, one of the people that, attend to that museum was talking to me. He said that, Saturday, from early in the morning, an hour before they even opened the doors, there was a line outside, and it was just, Saturday was just a all day long, total full stream of people. Yesterday, the streaming came in about 11 a.m., not as early, but it was packed. It was packed yesterday also, a lot of groups, a lot, and there was two parties going on in the cafeteria, which I guess were groups having their lunches and actually catered in. It was packed yesterday. And like I said, Rich, we had fun. You can just see it on everybody's faces.
That is the point that we try to get across to everyone, even if you don't want to come down and get on the air. If you were the radio club, museum's going to let you in, go around the museum and see what's there. But we always have fun, whether it's that, whether it's the Saturday after the VE test sessions. And if we had people coming down, or more people coming down to the Saturday after the VE sessions, then we would try to do something on a monthly basis or a biweekly basis. But, you know, we need for people to understand that it is fun. We have a good time. But you guys did a good job. I think you had almost something close to 200 QSOs yesterday, something like that.
Well, I don't know what they did on 40. I know 40 that was not open, at least until the early afternoon. I work mainly 20, and I know we tipped 125, 130 on 20. I sat down three times. I total a little, maybe 40. I total 41. One of my early contacts around 10 a.m., Prince Edward Island. And I don't even think I ever logged it, even from here.
Yeah, they must have had a special event station up there. Or maybe some QSL party, Canada or Newfoundland, whatever, I don't know. But, yeah, I did hear him yesterday. He was one of the loudest signals coming down. But overall, it was good, and the other guys really did a good job.
Yeah, and my honey was with me, and she was really impressed with the the effort that the club puts into it, and she was really impressed, of course, with the museum. A couple of times I broke loose and gave her the nickel tour around, and then she would disappear and go back to different areas that she was interested in. Then later on come back and say, oh, go come over here and take a picture of me in front of this or that. And then we went around again together a few times. When you really look at it, the museum itself doesn't look that big, but it really takes a few visits or more to take a good part of it, if not all of it, in.
Hi,
Jeff. I wasn't sure if George dropped, but Jeff, go ahead and pick it up.
Okay. Good morning, guys. Hey, George, the only reason you got Prince Edward Island was because you were a good guy and helped everybody with the 7,000.
Hi, it's Jeff. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks. and including the bandwidth, the transmit bandwidth, I had to straighten out and get it to 2.4 kilohertz. A reasonable sideband bandwidth and getting the compression turned on. That was other stuff you didn't see me doing there with it, and to getting the mic and compression. You saw me just constantly looking at that ALC and compression. And hey, do you like that multimeter function on there? When what I call what was the G scale?
Yes, very much so. I never saw that on a radio before, so that's really nice. I guess you know the radio intimately, so I guess it was as good for you as it was for the radio. Anyway, I want to say thank you very much for that, because that's the first comment I have to make. The second comment was, your lady is very, very nice. Richie?
All right, and good morning, Jeff. Yeah, you guys did a great job there yesterday. And, I don't always get back. I guess it's one of those weird things. If something went wrong with the cradle, I'd probably get a call if something got screwed up. So we don't get a call that everything went good. But I know they appreciate us and, pretty much give us a free rein there. So it's really good. And, Georgie, I know you should make up some kind of a quick start for us for that, because that was a problem at Field Day also, that nobody had any familiarity with it, and people kept trying during the course of the day. I think when you came on Sunday, I think you straightened it out a little bit, or maybe that was Saturday night. But, we should have some kind of a quick start guide on that, because I guess it is pretty sophisticated. George, this is K2KND.
KD2FRU. Rich, I don't even really operate the radio that often. Actually, I was using one regularly 4 years ago. Whenever I show up, I myself need 5 minutes with the radio to refamiliarize myself with it. But it does so many things, you can't believe it. And, I guess basic functions. Maybe I can come up with something to advise on basic functions before you can go into the 150 things that it can do. And Jeff, real quick, did you notice on that one screen, that G screen that I was pointing out, not only all 4 meters are up, but do you like that internal temperature gauge on there also?
Yes, sir. That's a very, very nice screen. Like I said, I never saw that on another radio. I mean, some other radios might have it, but I'm certainly not aware of that. I'm an old school guy, and I like the old radios because you don't have to be a computer programmer to operate them. Richie?
Yeah, some of the newer radios have so many bells and whistles, but we had to get to the basics before we could even get to the bells and whistles. And as I said, we had the same problem at Field Day, but hopefully we're a little more educated and a little more familiar with the radio at this point. George?
I think a good starting point to help other members get familiar with the radio would be Let them work the 706 first and get a little comfortable with it, because the 7000 is like a 4 times expansion of what the 706 can do. I think to start with is maybe the menu structure is different, and the button to get into the menu, and a lot of people don't know it, is just simply pressing the volume control, the AF control. Just press it in, and then it puts you into a tree of what the menus can do, whether you want the quick menu or the full menu or everything, and also understanding what the radio can do. But just a suggestion there is let some people operate the 706 first. And get a little comfortable with that. Then play with the 7000, and you get it around it much easier.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is the 7000 is like a 706 on steroids. Most people just go into the radio, and they adjust the power out, and they adjust the audio, the mic gain, and that's pretty much what most people do. There's not a whole lot of other things that the average Joe would get into. And then there's a guy like you that, you know, takes all the bells and whistles and takes them to heart and really gets to the meat and the potatoes of the radio. So I take my hat off to you, George. I think that was a great thing. See, now, if you were only handsome, it would be perfect. Anyway, Rich, go ahead.
Uh-oh, there you go. Anyway, it was really good yesterday. Meanwhile, I'm just... First of all, my voice is crazy, so I'm going to sign. And I'm still not in the best shape here. That is the craziest thing. I still have to slap myself in the face. A sneeze put me out this way. Anyway, I'm going to sign because I really have no voice right now. So I'll catch you later. But you guys did a great job yesterday. Very much appreciated. K2FIU in the group. K2KNB. I will be on the side.
Thank you, Richie. Yeah, and we had fun. We'll catch it probably later on for the Monday night show. Jeff, I know you want to say 7-3 to Richie, and then come back. I want to tell you about something I found with the AGC and the transmit bandwidth that was initially wrong.
Okay. 7-3, Rich, feel better? And if I can help you in any way, let me know. Let's see. All right, tell me about the transmit bandwidth.
Well, two things were initially going to prevent us from communicating. Number one, the antenna was great. Flat. Yes. And, to pull away the tuna. Great idea, man. That was a chuckle. That was a chuckle. I mean, just go right to the antenna. Here's the thing with the transmit bandwidth. It was set at 1KC, and I had to widen it to 2.4KC so our voice wouldn't sound like too Mickey, you know, and too much like Mickey, and that was one thing. Another thing is I found the AGC on fast, and no noise reduction in the IF stage. That's what was causing that very, very noisy receive. So once I got by that, we were working a regular radio at that point.
Oh, yeah, I'm well aware of that. But, you know, at 1KC, everybody would say,
Hiya, kids.
Yeah, our transmit audio would have been a little bit too narrow, and that's where it was initially. And it's really incredible in that radio. You don't have filter settings in specific bandwidths. It's all variable. The entire transmit and receive IF shift an IF bandwidth setting for transmit and receive. The bandwidth itself, it's all variable. It has upper and lower parameters, but you're not selecting it in increments. It's all variable, so you could send that thing into space. And, you know, you're saying, I'm not communicating with it. And, like I said, you know, you could take one end of the bandwidth and get rid of it. And a lot of people don't know that. So you can actually have a 1KC bandwidth on the upper or the lower portion of transmit or receive. And you're saying, why isn't this thing working, you know?
Yeah, well, yesterday we were in the right place to go into space. But in all honesty, if you're going to make a cheat sheet for that radio, which I think would be a good idea, you might want to document all that stuff in very, very simple layman's terms so all the guys would understand it. And might even be good to do some sort of a program at the meeting on something like that. I'm sure Bob is always looking for people to do a program. The 7000 is a very nice radio, and you can do a lot with it. So doing something like that might be very informative for quite a few people, you know, especially the ICOM users. You know, ICOM, I can only monitor.
More than that. You know, I don't know if I should rewrite it myself. What I might do is take excerpts from their manual. I'm wondering if I can cut and paste out a PDF. That would be better. And then, instead of rewriting their manual, take little segments and do red or blue highlighting and say, this is where you, and shoot in a comment and say, this is where you want to go, this is where you don't want to go. Instead of rewriting it, it might be best to have the manual like that. Oh, another thing is about the history of the radio. Let me let it drop and come back.
Wait a second. Let me say something. All right. When you set up the cheat sheet, you got to set it up for single sideband. All right? If you set it up for single sideband, then it'll be, the RAT radio will be used for single sideband. You can also set it up for digital, depending upon what you may want to do, because Lou uses that for digital sometimes, too. But, you know, depending upon the mode you're operating in and what bandwidth you would like to have, like 2.4 instead of 1, and stuff like that. When being used in single sideband, your receive should be blah, blah, blah. Your transmit should be blah, blah, blah. That's how to set the filtration. And so on and so forth. That would kind of make everybody's life a little bit easier. And please make a super-duper cheat sheet for Marty, K1EMR, because he's got one of those bad boys in his truck. And he really needs a good tutorial on it. Over.
Yeah, Jeff, KD2FIU. Yeah, we got to start with sideband because that's what it's mostly used for, what the radio's mostly used for. You see, with all of that variability in shifting and bandwidth of your transmit and receive signals, and let's take a sideband, for example, you could also set it up and go into a simpler part of the menu and set and have three fixed bandwidths. For example, 2.8, 2.4, 1.8. So you can actually say, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to go into the big main menu and extract and set up three groups of bandwidth to work sideband. And so you don't have to go into the main menu and work it variably. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Eliminate all the stuff that's not used.
Yeah. So better off maybe just making the cheat sheet go, let the operator go into what's called the... Look what's on the other side of my radio. What the heck am I doing there? Maybe it's better off not going into all of the main menu stuff and just say, okay, this is how you get into the quick set menu, and these are the 8 or 10 or 12 functions you can do in the quick set menu, and have worked the radio first, extracting from the main menu what to put in the quick set menu.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll tell you the truth. I have a Kenwood radio, a Kenwood 2000, and boy, I'd like some sort of a cheat sheet for that radio.
82FIU. Yeah, I know. I've worked the Kenwood 2000. It does a lot. Incredibly stable. As a matter of fact, I took my 488 checks, and I upgraded the oscillator to the one that's in the 2000, the TCXO, high stability oscillator. So my 480HX is not only on 200 watts, but the receive is like super nice, stable, clear. That's a radio on steroids. With the 2000, the only thing I don't like about it is continuously having to use this function key. This one little tiny dot of a key called function to get you into different steppers in the menu. Am I correct with that?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, that's what turned me off about the radio, though. Although, excellent performer all the way around. I would have to get familiar with it for maybe a few days or a few nights or something like that before I can get something like that rolling on it. But, you know, that the IC7000 has an incredible development history. As a matter of fact, in the late 90s, when they had the 746 Pro and they were just coming out with the 756 to replace the 775 DSP, which was the top of ICOM at the time. Do you recall those models?
I've heard of them, but I really don't know them. I'm more of a Kenwood guy.
But what happened was, and they also came out with the 7706, and at that point, when they were moving to the 756, they were going to the 706 Mark II G, really opening it up nicely, which became their ICOM's icon. Their most enduring line of radios they ever made was the 706 Mark II G. Anyhow, they were developing the 775 SP. They were putting processors and the processing section, bringing it smaller to actually fit into the 7000. When they introduced the 7000 in 2003, it actually had all the functionality of their top line model, their $5,000-$6,000 model of 6 years before. But the 7000 had problems in its first four years, I think, that it was out with the overheating. Once they corrected that, they really had a beautiful radio. So the 7000 actually could be used as a base station with an external monitor and an external speaker. And it's nice to have that precise screen on like a 19-inch color monitor.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's really nice. It's a nice radio. I mean, there's no question about it. I haven't had a lot of experience with it, but working with it yesterday, very, very nice. And, you know, of course, you brought in the ability to set it up properly. So, again, I take my hat off to you for that. And, like I said, if you were only good-looking, you'd have everything.
I don't need that. I don't need that. I got a very, very nice lady, as you met yesterday. And I believe you did meet her at the picnic a couple of years ago. Speaking of picnic, I'm going to take that center feed insulator that I said. And I'm going to tie down the feed wires where they're soldered to the SO239. I'm going to tie them down with some wax string, so in case the center insulator does get snagged anywhere, it's not going to rip the soldered connections off the SO239.
Always a good idea, you know. Better safe than sorry, but for sure, I had a nice chat with your lady yesterday. She's very nice. Very nice. Boy, you could learn from her. No, I'm only kidding. But in all seriousness, she's a nice lady, and I think I made her laugh a few times, so that was good also.
Well, good, Jeff. I'm glad you you were able to further enhance the time that she had spent there yesterday, even though you had to put a lot of effort into it.
Oh, actually, she's understanding, and we were talking about her job, and we were talking about a bunch of other things, the illnesses, and this, that, the other thing, but very nice. I was telling her, you know, we were talking about the hair, and she was saying my hair used to be very long, blah, 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 and I said, but your hair looks very nice, and she said, no, it doesn't, blah, blah. I said, listen, you have a nice, thick head of hair. It looks very, very nice, and it will grow, all right? And, of course, you know, we're joking around about it a little bit, and she's really good because she can joke about it. She's got a good sense of humor.
You're forgetting there that, well, and I said this to you some time ago from this whole experience, I learned, well, women are stronger than men.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. But she's a nice lady. We had some nice chats, and yes, I'd met her before, but I don't think I had the time to really talk with her like yesterday, and yesterday worked out very nicely for all concerned. She had a nice time there, I believe, also. And, you know, I took her out back to show her the antennas and blah, 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 and devoted a little time to her because I thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, hey, thanks on bringing her out to see the antenna, because when we were driving home, she said to me, when you get to a point where you can't climb and work on your antenna anymore, why don't you do what Jeff did? And I did like your setup.
Well, it's a portable antenna, but it does the job for what it's intended to do. You know, I mean, yeah, I could bring along a seven-element beam, I mean, but it's just a matter of, you know, we do it that way. It's not what we use for field day, but it's what we use, you know, at the Cradle or at Levittown Hall or you know, wherever we do something, Levittown Library, well, you know, wherever we do a portable situation. It works out very well. And to Iowa.
KD2FYU, yes. And the way it was set up, and I was a little skeptical at first about the direction being blocked, two directions, but it didn't matter at that point, because when I was able to work Prince Edward Island, and that was right through the hangar that was behind us in that direction. Another thing is the fact that it was tuned, the element itself was just purely tuned. So least loss with matching units in between. The cable was a straight run. That worked out very well. And in the direction that we were able to work, the takeoff angle must have been low enough where we were just hopping right over and getting out.
Oh, yeah, it worked well. Well, here's the situation. I've tuned that antenna to like a 1.2 SWR on 20 meters, and I leave it that way. I don't change it. I tightened up the nut that holds it in place, and I transport the antenna separate from the base so that nothing gets damaged. And I find it works out very, very well. The tripod that holds it is a very nice little setup that works well. I mean, I wish it was about 15 feet higher, but other than that, it's a great little setup. And in all honesty, if I could find a tripod that would do the same exact thing and with the same type of stuff that is about 15 feet higher, I would love that. That would make it even a better antenna. But it works very well for what it is. You know, it's not a beam, it's not, you know, a very high gain antenna, but it's better than a dummy loader.
Yeah, the takeoff angle was probably to our advantage in the fact that there was the least amount of loss afforded in the feed without matching networks and without a tuner on the table, all of that. That was to our advantage. And, you know, after seeing what you had there and how portable it is, and the fact that you have a whip for the second portion of the antenna up there, I'm getting some ideas here. If I can get my hands on a 102-inch stainless steel whip and finish off that... Remember I was telling you I wanted to make... put together a high-gain 18VS for field work. I got the coil, I got the base, and I had the tubing. And I'm thinking possibly... let me let this drop. Thinking possibly to make the top half of the antenna... with a whip instead of the extra two tubing pieces. So it is more flexible and more portable. And where can we still get 102-inch stainless steel whips?
Probably any CB store. But, yeah, remember, a 102-inch whip is not really very resonant in most places. So it's something you could possibly cut to make it the length that you want. There's a lot of things you can probably do with those. A 102-inch whip with a good tuner, a nice extension. Like, you know the 54-inch extension that a Hustler has, and then it's got the resonators at the top of it? Something to that effect. I mean, if you can get a hold of something that would be either commercially made or you can have a machinist make it for you, and get something like that that may be, I don't know, 15, 20 feet tall, and you could separate it into two pieces, that would be really nice to be able to do. I don't think they make anything like that, though.
82FRU on a pause. Well, what I was thinking about is making it the 16 and a quarter, 16 and a half feet needed for the center of 20 meters as a vertical, but the top half of the antenna being the 102-inch whip. So it has a lightness and a portability and a stealthiness to it to be in locations like that. So it would actually be the high-gain base mounted to a four-foot ground rod. So we got the ground right there, get the ground rod in at least 2 or 3 feet, put the high-gain base to that, all right, and then have about 8 1/4 feet of the high-gain tube, and then go and put into the top of the high-gain tube one of those knurled pieces that pick up a 102-inch stainless steel whip with the 3/8 screw piece on it, and then the stainless steel whip was tuned to be the other half of the antenna and just screw it in on top.
Yeah, that's understandable. A 3/8 24 thread. Well, nice thing about that. You got my mind working here, and I'm thinking about a way of putting together two or three of those extensions, those like 54-inch Hustler masts, with some sort of a piece that you could join them together. You know, a double female 3/8 24. That would give you the height to raise up an antenna like the one I have, for example, and give you, instead of it being 10 feet high, making it 20, 25 feet high, which might make a big difference, or it might mess it up, I don't know, depending upon, you know, how it would operate and how the radio would see the extended mass. RF-wise and SWR-wise. So, you have to play around with something like that, but it's a nice thought.
My experience is as soon as you get a couple of feet off the ground with the application that we're talking about, you got to go to ground planes. You have to bring the radials up in the air. You got to go with ground planes as soon as you get around close to 3 feet off. You're not resonating with, you're not working against the ground at that point. The distance of the masting will throw off the radiator itself completely for the opposite phase. You would have to go with tuning radials at that point, and that's what we want to stay away from with this. Another thing is, if we can get two antennas like that, either like what you have, and I know you said that it's not available anymore, but even, let's say, going with, I'm talking about the 16 1/4, 16 1/2 foot portables, as I'm mentioning, and then feed them together with a T, either with quarter wave length of coax or half wavelength of coax, whatever, and the proper distance, whatever distance is available for us when where we want to mount it. And at that point is we can take those two, and we're phasing them with gain, either broadside or end fire, depending upon whether we use the quarter wave or the half wave length of distance and coax in between them, and feeding it with the feed line with a T. And this is all very inexpensive, where we'd actually have a beam, a vertical beam set up. We'd say, okay, let's look west all day.
Yes, I do understand that. But again, a vertical beam may not be the optimum, where a horizontal beam would be a lot better. Now, if there's a way you can take something like that and mount it on a mast and run them so that they're horizontally polarized, that might be a very nice thing to be able to do. You never know what you can come up with. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you more about this another day, but I got to get off the radio now. So with that, I'm going to say 7-3. You have a great day, George. And give my best to the XYL. And to ION. I'll listen out.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for the QSO. And, yeah, great hooking up with you yesterday. We all had a lot of fun. And, yeah, something for the future. My mind is cooking here for something for quick deployment. Catch you later, my man. 73 KD2 FIU.
Yeah, and on a quick one, before we shut down yesterday, I think I made another 10 contacts on 40 meters, Roger.
All right, so then the club total was tipping 150?
Yeah, I think, what do we have, about 135 or so, 138, 139 on 20 meters. And then, yeah, whatever was made on 40, I mean, Lou made one contact on digital, he made one contact on sideband, and then he handed me the mic, and I did my thing. Worked out well. I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Enjoy ION.
Real quick, who has the results?
It's a good question. It's probably in the computers.
I'd like to see the results. I know, because I threw in 41 contacts on 20, and I was having a ball. So, anyhow, catch you later. To be continued. 73, Jeff, KD2, FIU.
All right, you got it, George. Jerry's kid probably has it, Roger.
I owe him some photos, you just reminded me. KD2, FIU.
If you got any of me, send them to me. And to ION.
Yeah, I'm going to extract for each of you guys, and I'm going to send all of them to Richie.
Perfect. POIFEKT. Perfect. I'll talk to you later. And to ION.
KD2FIU, clear.
KD2FIU, KD2KNH.
N2SYE, looking for a signal check.
All right, signal check. Come on back one more time. This is KD2KNH.
This is N2SYE, looking for a signal check.
All right, you sound great. Is this David?
No, my name is Jeff. I'm just testing out a bullfang that I picked up. I'm actually down in Jones Beach, and I wasn't sure whether or not I could make the repeater, but it sounds like I'm making it. So thanks for the comeback.
All right, you sounded like somebody else. Maybe your name here is Charlie, but for a Bofang, yeah, you're doing good. KDH clear. You have a good day.
All righty, into SYE, clear.
That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2OSR.
Hello, Bob, W2OSR, and 2EO.
Yeah, hi, Rich.
How you doing, Bob? I'm just getting ready to watch. I'm letting it cool off, and I want to say hello.
Yeah, okay. I know, I got out, cut the grass today, and I don't think I'm doing any more outside.
Oh, I know. It's very, very hot. It's supposed to rain this afternoon or evening. Will it cool it off, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I know we had a little shower yesterday afternoon. It knocked the temperature down about 5 degrees.
All right. Anyway, I needed a medication. That doctor never gave it to me. Fortunately, I went to an urgent care center in the area. I wrote the prescription and I got it. Was it Obama who created those urgent care centers? Somehow I seem to remember that.
Not that I'm aware of, but they're all over the place these days.
Yes, and they're very, very good. I saw a doctor. I got exactly what I needed. I didn't get a hassle. And they even got me a new doctor in Wantua. He called up for me and made me an appointment for next Monday. They really did a good job, much better than I thought.
Okay, well, I'm glad they took care of you, all right. See, I got to go around the block to get into my house. I'm trying to figure out what I got to do around here.
All right, well, too hot. Don't do anything.
No, I just went out to get a sandwich for lunch, and they didn't do too good a job of making the sandwich. I wound up throwing half of it out.
Well, that's no good. I got some frozen meals here. They're very, very good.
Yeah, I know. I use the smart ones when my wife is cooking something I won't eat, or, you know, sometimes if I'm in the house by myself.
You know what I like? The Hungry Man. They're very good. And the Philly.
Yeah, I know they're Philly. They're too many calories for me, though.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember you being fat. I'm a little overweight, but not fat. I weigh about 180. That's the last I checked.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to weigh, and I'm 40 pounds heavier than that.
No, that's no good. Oh, no, I understand.
Yeah, all right. I got to put the crash can away. I can see the, my wife took care of it. They came around after I left the house. All right. I will say 7-3 to you. I just pulled up W2OSR.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to eat my lunch. See you later. W2OSR and 2EO.
Thank you.
net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
GB Mobile Montauk Highway.
I'm in Anchorage, Alaska. Is there anyone on the repeater at this time? This is W2BUD, Whiskey 2 Bravo Uniform Delta. My name here is Bud, and I'm vacationing right now here in Anchorage, Alaska. Is anyone on frequency at this time?
November 2, Zoom. Do you copy?
I heard someone come back to me. I'm sorry it was broken up. Let's try it again. My name is Bud, and I'm from Bay Shore, New York, but I'm currently right now in Anchorage, Alaska. Let's try it again. Broken up. Back to you. This is W2BUD. Good morning.
Who's that you see the name of? Do you copy?
Okay, it's really broken up, but I believe you say your name was either Ed or Ted. Ed or Ted. It's really broken up. But let's just try it one more time. Good morning. Back to you. Okay, I'm sorry. It doesn't look like we're making a good contact this morning. But I just say the name here is Bud, or my real name is Warren. Just look up on QSN. So I'll say 73, and thank you for trying to come back to my QSO. So I'll say Bud 73, and good morning, and take care. This is W2BUD.
KB2UTW, Bud, I heard you. You're over there in Alaska. I heard you loud and clear, if you hear me.
W2BET and 2ZT Mobile calling. This is N2ZT Mobile.
KD2KH Mobile, good afternoon.
Hello, Charlie. You copy me? N2ZT.
You're coming in great.
I'm on the VZ bridge, only running 5 watts, it's a long story. How you making out? I was looking for 82 degrees, it's just 88 degrees. Well, it's a little cooler than 90 some odd that we've had.
It's a lot nicer than yesterday. I took the week off, so I'm just getting some errands done.
Okay, it's a good week to be off. So when is it going to drop into the 80s?
I heard cooler weather next week.
Oh, next week? I thought it was going to break today. All right, I'll be going on the downslope. I'll be losing you. You enjoy your time off and stay cool, as they say. And who's that you say?
Get back at you. Have a good day. KD2KNH clear, 73.
KD2KNH, would you like to take a guess where KD2OGB Mobile might be?
All right, I guess I'm back on. Are you right behind me?
By your area, by the bay.
Okay, I'm right up the street at TD Bank. I have to get in, stop in, move some things around.
All right, sounds good. I'll stick around here for about maybe 15, 20 more minutes. Got to do some things back at the house later on, too, so I'll stick around a little while longer. It is beautiful outside.
Absolutely. And how crowded is it down by the bay?
Very quiet, actually. Got a car pulling out to my right, and I see some boats running around out there in the water.
Well, that's the difference between a weekday and a weekend. But you enjoy the day. I got to run inside, but maybe I'll catch you later. KD2, KNH clear.